You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. What you just heard was a new show with Guinevere called Is It You or Is It Me? And Is It You or Is It Me will be on the third Tuesday of every month, and Guinevere is the host. And next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken, and they will be up after these short promos.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor, Demilitarizing the Pacific, on Wednesday, February 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Peace House in Portland. Demilitarizing the Pacific features three Indigenous women speaking on the destruction of a coral reef to expand a military base in Japan, curbing military buildup in Guam, and peace and justice in Hawaii. Again, that's Demilitarizing the Pacific on Wednesday, February 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Peace House, 2116 Northeast 18th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hi, I'm Rick Mitchell. What did jazz artists Christian Scott Atunde Adjua, Pharoah Sanders, Steve Turay, Terrence Blanchard, and Marcus Strickland have in common? One, they are all performing at this year's PDX Jazz Festival. And two, they have all been featured on my program, Jazz in the New Millennium. Each one-hour episode focuses on a living jazz artist, putting their work in historical perspective. The weekly show is syndicated nationally by the African American Public Radio Consortium, but it can be heard anytime on KBOO's website by going to the drop-down menu at kboo.fm, clicking on audio, then podcasts, and scrolling down to the Jazz in the New Millennium page. For the convenience of those who might be interested in attending one or more of these concerts, we have grouped the PDX jazz artists together into a special mini-season. That's Jazz in the New Millennium with Rick Mitchell at kboo.fm.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. Yourself, my boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about
about wealth as long as you make a note to
spread the sale.
Yes, yes. We're back again. Another wonderful Tuesday. Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ. Real name, David. Right. Try to switch it up a little bit. Yeah. Last minute. And your boy, Ken Jones, is back.
Yeah. We got someone else in the room with us today. We have the founder, the builder, the creator, the maker of Woke PDA.
Yes.
Also known as Woke and Waffles.
Definitely.
Faith Wilson.
Yes, we got Faith Wilson in the building from Woke and Waffles. So yeah, I've been under the weather a little bit. So if you notice that it sounds like someone has their hands around my throat, it was the weather. So I ain't gonna talk too much now, but we got Faith Wilson in the house from Woke and Waffles.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely, yep.
What is Woke and Waffles again?
So Woke and Waffles, Woke stands for Working to Overcome Cultural Education. Oh. And by that meaning things that you learned as a child, things your parents taught you, things you learned in your community, misconceptions, things that may not have been as accurate about other cultures as you thought they were growing up. So we're exposing those items at Woke and Waffles. So that's what that stands for. And then Waffles is providing not only physical food, but spiritual food and tangible food. So we'd like to give back to the community. We'd like to share as much as people share with us and donate to us. We want to give back to underserved populations as well.
Righteous.
Dang, that's fair.
Breaking bread.
That's pretty cool, bro. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I was downtown today, and I was just thinking, and I was walking and thinking, and I was like, just thinking about people in society, and you know how tough it is to stay mentally aware and mentally strong, you know. And I this thought popped in my head, and I was like, I'm gonna make a shirt that says that, and I was like, feed the brain, feed the brain,
right?
And then she just said that today, and I just had this thought today randomly, right. And then she talks about the correlation between you know waffles and the brain.
Yeah, because symbolically breaking bread, when you break bread with someone, it releases that unspoken tension that's in the room. Sharing food and different cultures, you know, people get a taste or a sample of where you come from and what you're about. So that's what that means.
Nice. So welcome. So this is an actual event, though, right?
Yes.
And like, where is it? Where do you hold these events at?
So we had our first event in November of last year that was held at CloudAbility in the Pearl. It's a software tech company. The second event, which is March 16th, is going to be at the same place, CloudAbility in the Pearl District.
Yes.
I'm super sour because I didn't get no invite, but my co-host was there.
Oh, you coming? Like, you gonna be there?
Yeah. I'm like, what kind of? I woke up, but then nobody bring me no waffles. So I'm like,
and we definitely have waffles.
Oh,
sorry about that.
It's all good. I need to get in there next time.
Oh yeah, you will be.
I did plug him in this time, so he can't say. I did send the flyer, told him we need his voice in these rooms, so it's definitely gonna happen. Okay. Kind of explain to him too the concept of the series that's being done for this
next one. So this series is called Shades, is sharing the history of acceptance and discrimination to enlighten society. Okay. So we're doing a three-part series on colorism, classism, and culture, and we want to break it up because we realize we're only giving guests that come to the event maybe an hour and a half to talk about these concerns, and this is definitely not something that can take place in one evening.
Yep.
So that's why we're breaking it up. We have events once every quarter. So the colorism will be obviously March. We'll do classism in the summer in June. And then we'll wrap up this series in October and November with culture to kind of celebrate our 1 year woke anniversary when we started.
Right. You started from scratch? Just an idea or what?
Just an idea that I had when I moved up here.
From where?
From Los Angeles, California.
Hey, that's my birthplace.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. In 2016, so almost 3 years. And it's funny because, like, I feel like I'm not even supposed to be here in this seat right now, because 3 years ago, this was not on my radar at all. So I moved up here. Actually, my oldest nephew, I was here for Christmas in 2015, and coming up here for Christmas was a normal thing because my brother lives here. And so when I was leaving, he just said, TT, why don't you just move here? And so I went back home. I'm a kinesiology major, so I have a sports medicine background. That's all I was doing, was everything sports and athletics. So I started researching sports medicine, hospitals, institutions, networks, and I came across OHSU. So I said, okay, I'm going to move to Portland and pursue sports medicine, pursue sports psychology, and go the health science route, right, not even knowing that this was in the future. Right. But if it wasn't for that, making that move and meeting the people that I met, like at OHSU, my first department, then woke would have never manifested.
Hey, see? Love those stories, man.
Yeah, that's dope.
Just a universe thing, you know. Like,
definitely,
they just make their own calls, man. It's nice to see people just you know, kind of follow with uncertainty, mm-hmm. but still with faith,
mm-hmm. right.
And then you realize that, oh, there's something bigger I'm supposed to do.
See?
Like, exactly. To fall in that position is wonderful, you know. And I recommend everybody just go with the faith and the spirit, mm-hmm. when it's time to make decisions.
Yeah, because you can definitely, I think it's funny that we try to map out like our plan and our life. I'm going to do this by this age, right. But you know, God always has another plan for us. So he laughs at us when we try to do those things. And then, you know, here we are today.
Cool.
I disagree.
So I got a question, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. So what's some of the, you know, basically, you know, you said woke is, sounds like just kind of challenging traditional structures, mental
right.
structures that we was raised in.
Right.
Something we always talk about on the show. I mean,
right.
really the basis of our whole show,
yep.
as well. What's some of the things, you know, as far as doing your events and some of your research and mm-hmm. work, what's some of the things that you found that a lot of people have major misconceptions on about, you know, cultures, ideas, mm-hmm. family, thing like that?
Mm-hmm. Like, definitely our culture, you know, people talk about black women, or people talk about black men, and how, you know, everybody's from the ghetto and everybody, you know, is on some type of assistance, or we're not doing anything with our lives, or nothing comes, nothing good comes out of the hood, mm-hmm. basically. And I'm from the hood, born and raised in the hood. And there's plenty of people that came from, you know, the inner cities that are doing great things. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing,
right.
specifically that I can speak on from our culture that, you know, is a misconception.
Right.
And that's one thing that we talk about during the events.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that too, to make sure, you know, we, for the listeners, to kind of highlight, like, this event is for everyone.
Right.
Because we need all voices
right.
at the table
right.
as varied of a demographic as we can possibly mm-hmm. get to share these experiences. And understand too that it's not wrapped in this cloak of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
It's built around trying to share,
right?
Share information
right.
and see how we can further develop mm-hmm. our ways of thinking
mm-hmm.
by being open to other people's experience.
Right, exactly. So, and I'll go into like literally how woke came about. I had a coworker who, you know, asked me where I was from because she knew I wasn't from Portland. And when I told her Inglewood, she didn't know where Inglewood was. And so when I told her California, she said, oh, what part of California, you know, is that? And I'm thinking like, have you never been to Los Angeles? So she told me that she had never been anywhere outside of Portland and outside of Oregon. I'm not well traveled either, so I didn't hold that against her.
Right.
But it just kind of made me think, like, how many other people, you know, have never seen anything outside of Portland.
Right.
So for me to understand, like, I was her first example of an African-American woman. Like, I was her first African-American friend.
Right.
You know, I let that sink in, and I didn't judge her based on that.
Yeah.
But my goal is just to create a space that exposes people to things that they've never seen before, you know, what
right.
things that they've never heard before.
Yeah, that's
so
wonderful.
That's literally what created Woke, and I sat on it. I sat on it for about 2 years, you know, mm-hmm. just wrestling with the idea, just keeping it in my head, keeping the thoughts in my head. Inadvertently, within those 2 years, it just gave me time to really build a network of people without even knowing, you know, just building a network of people. Anytime I met someone, they would invite me somewhere and I would just go, you know, not no questions asked. I would just go. I wasn't doing anything else. So I would just go. So yeah, building that network, meeting, you know, people like you, meeting people as I came along, and then just formed a team, and that's how it started.
Yeah. Did you expect it to pick up the kind of momentum that it picked up?
Not at all.
Nah.
Even now. And it's so scary.
I heard it sold out.
Yeah, the first event. And it's so funny because we were capping it at a certain number, but then we kept getting emails from people. We kept getting calls like, hey, my friend wants to come. Can they come? And I said, you know, just let everybody come. We'll figure out the capacity. We'll figure out the space when we get to that point. But yeah, it was what, 85 people, I think, that showed up to the first event. And the room was packed with so many different people of color, something I've never seen in Portland my entire almost 3 years here. So to see something like that, that was the goal, like that was the vision, that's what I want these events to look like.
Right. So with your experience in Portland, and being here 3 years now,
almost, it'll be 3 years Memorial Day weekend,
do you feel in that amount of time, what's the biggest contrast to your growing up versus here?
You want me to name one?
Let me get three.
The biggest contrast.
Outside of the contrast,
of course, weather. Of course, the biggest thing for me is culture. There's a lot of culture here, but I feel like the cultures don't mingle with each other, and everybody is just kind of, you know, in their own spaces doing their own thing, whereas LA, everything is just mixed all in together. Yeah. And so that's the part, you know, that I miss about home. It's just being able to go to the different communities and you see people of other colors in those communities.
Yeah.
They're living there. But here, I just feel like it's a little fragmented. So that's something. So definitely the culture.
Hmm. What about the rent?
Definitely huge contrast. And that's one thing I always said when anyone ever asked me about moving back home, I'm just like, it's nice out here.
Yeah,
so definitely cost of living.
You know what's crazy is that 6-7 years ago, it would have blew your mind. That's right. 6-7 years ago, I was trying to solicit everyone I knew to move here for understanding the value that you were getting. And I'll say, even let me say 2010, so around 2010, trying to get people to get here right after I got here, because it was like the cost of living versus the freedom versus it was so many nice areas that were affordable,
right?
And that was different. I felt like the food things just in general cost less,
right?
And that changed rather quickly, but still not
Oh,
and
it's
changing.
Right.
It's changed crazily. But compared to there, you know, but you take in somewhere like, you know, LA, a lot of these big California towns, and then come into what Portland, the size of this and what it did over, what, 5 years?
Right.
What it did in the last five, that's where it's kind of been like, whoa there.
Right.
Oh, okay. So
definitely.
So you told everybody to come here.
I was trying.
That's why the freeway is all backed up now, because it can, man.
I mean, there are so many California people here. But the freedom is a big thing too, and I know we talked about this before, just being able to do and go places out here and not really worry about gangs and, you know, stuff like that. So just the freedom, it's a different type of vibe.
So with I know you said coming up kind of with the nephew and having your brother and stuff up here, one's kind of getting here and mingling in, clearly got, you know, work out here. You were toying with the idea, right?
Yeah.
For the 2 years.
Right.
Was there like exact that was like, it's go time?
Oh, yeah. That's funny because what are we in, 2019?
Yeah.
So I'll say February or March of 2018, you know, Twee.
Yeah.
Me and Twee, we used to work together. She's a nurse at OHSU. And we would always get together and just talk about our goals, talk about our passions. She's a life coach, she's a photographer. So we would always just mix in the things that interest us.
Right.
And we sat at her dining room table one night and we just mapped out our goals for 2018. And I put woke on the list, you know, and she put her interest on the list too. So that February, March of last year, that was the go time, and that's when I really started planning.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's when I really started planning.
So once you knew it was go time, mm-hmm. what was the first thing you did? The very first thing that the first step in direction of creating Woke.
I said I need a team, because there's no way that I can do this by myself. Right. You know, I've only been here a certain time. I know a handful of people, that's great, but I need a team of people that have been here and that can connect to others. So that's what it was. And I inherited friends and family just coming up here over the years. Mm-hmm. And so those were the first people that I went to, friends and family. Mm-hmm. And that's who makes up the team now. So that was the first thing I did. There's no way I could feel like I could take this on by myself.
Right.
Do you think that, you know, it says something about who you are, mm-hmm. for people being willing to be a part, invest their time, their energy? Like, do you feel that it's did you ever feel like the energy that you possess, mm-hmm. as far as what you put out there, mm-hmm. was something that people were just attracted to? Was that something that was through life, people were just like, oh, Faith Aspen, I'm with it?
Yeah. And I wouldn't say that myself,
okay,
but people always tell me that. Okay. You know, I wouldn't say that. It's just the vibe that I give off, or, you know, the way I talk to people. But I'm so passionate about relationships, mm. and nurturing, mm. relationships and building strong, lasting relationships, right. with people. So I think just having that mindset, mm-hmm. and approaching each person in each situation, knowing that this is a relationship that I want to sustain.
Right.
I think people are comfortable with that, and they feel that right away. So it's easy for people to gravitate towards me.
Right, right. It's an energy thing.
Right, definitely.
I really like that. It's the idea that I think that's something that has to be, you know, put more in the forefront, mm-hmm. of things when trying to build,
right.
and pull something together. Right. It is the relationship, being, right. able to rely on those relationships.
Right.
You know, I often talk about showing up, right? And I always want my people to feel like they know that, mm-hmm. if they need the support,
that you're there,
that I'm going to be there,
right?
Right? And want those same things, because that's the stuff that plays in. When you,
right.
have that group that you can count on, or those, mm-hmm. few people that you can count, mm-hmm. on, it's something for that, because if they're showing,
right.
up, you're showing, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's reciprocity. So,
right.
we're going back and forth with it.
Right.
And I just wish that would be highlighted more.
Yeah.
Value in that.
I feel like, especially the last 3 years, so many people here and at home have poured so much into me.
Yeah.
So much into me that I could never repay them financially. But a resolution that I made to myself this year is just, I want to pour more back into my friends, period. Okay. You know, I want to check on them in ways that I haven't, mm-hmm. and help them nurture, yep. their goals as well. Because, you know, they've held me up for so long.
Right.
And it's like, I just want to make sure that I'm reciprocating and doing exactly what they've done for me,
right.
you know, for them. So right. that's like my focus right now, just checking on my friends. Oh, what are you doing? What's going on? Like, you know, how, yeah. can I help, type things.
Right.
So,
right.
That's that. Drop that number one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you want to call in, chat with Faith, or touch bases with us, give us some input, advice, or just a little spiel, we have 503-231-8187. Please tap in. Don't forget, we at Calculated Conversation Radio Show on Facebook, at Calculated Talk on Twitter, Calculated Conversation on IG. You can email at calculatedconversation@gmail.com and www.calculatedconversation.com. Mm-hmm. And the number again is 503-231-8187. Please feel free to call in and touch bases. So
yes.
That's a wonderful story. So I know one thing, I feel like we got a lot in common, like our goals, what we do up here, and, mm-hmm. what you do. You, mm-hmm. sound like us,
right.
a little bit.
Hey, from the rip, though, when she was kind of giving the spiel in, yeah. the beginning, mm-hmm. I was like, yikes, this sound real close to our opener.
Yeah, right. I always talk about, like when I look at the community, I always, mm-hmm. look at, I just keep coming up with this definition, this idea of the definition of success is kind, mm-hmm. of what is kind of flawed, I think, in our minds. You know, what we think is success as far as, you know, relationships, mm-hmm. as far as society, as far as family, as far as finances and things, mm-hmm. like that. I feel like they're a little bit flawed, because, mm-hmm. a lot of them come from just broken and toxic history, mm-hmm. Oppression and, mm-hmm. you know, media, things like
right.
that,
right.
you know?
Right.
And so, so we always talk about challenging mm-hmm. your definition, mm-hmm. you know, and putting some love behind it
mm-hmm.
and, you know, putting some empathy behind your definition, mm-hmm. you know, and some community behind it,
right.
you know, and make that popular, make that cool,
right.
you know what I mean? Like,
right. like yeah, why right. aren't those things?
You know, like a lot cool. of times it might be a nice car, or not a lot of jewelry or big, you know, wheels mm-hmm. or house, but if you change those definitions to, you know, push the community further, right. you know, show more people love, right. go check on more people.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Make sure people leave with more than they came with every right. time they come across you.
Right.
You know, if we can change the definition to something like that,
mm-hmm.
I think we can impact the way, you know, the community connects with each
right.
other and the way that we view each other
mm-hmm.
from their own out, you know?
Definitely, right. yep.
So that kind of seemed like...
It sounds we're on the same page.
Yeah, that's like waking people up, huh?
Exactly. Stay woke.
And the interesting thing, I think, with that is I was having this thought process driving home a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago about the level of awareness that we're at, right?
Right.
And the impact that we're trying to have,
mm-hmm.
right? And what we're putting out there. What I've noticed is that I'm noticing more people who are doing the same. And I don't know if it's because my perspective has changed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this was happening all along and me just not being aware of it. Or if it really is just happening more.
Right.
And so I don't know which one at right. this point what it is, but I have noticed that it seems that there's more people who actually have an influence, because that's a piece, right?
Right.
Like everybody can give something to it, but I think it is the idea that you make it, the things that are made cool. It's typically mm-hmm. the people that people look up to in the community, right?
Right, right.
And so when they do something, that's where people usually follow suit and it becomes okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding more of these pillars mm-hmm. in the community, mm-hmm. more of these people who yes. are like, okay, they actually... That looks like a representation of me.
Right.
They're doing this, so it ain't weird to...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this doesn't make me square because I do this
right.
versus this, and being able to take that in and that be the standard, I feel like that's shifting, and I don't know, again, if this is something that's been happening mm-hmm. or if I'm just being aware.
I'll tell you what I think. You gotta... Well, you know what I think about... What I think, bro, is... I think that it's a lot of people like that out there, but a lot of times we don't know who's who.
Mm.
And until you start speaking life into that, you might not be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not recognize.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right,
and so
right.
I think it's just an energy. Again, I'm back on that energy right. thing because I'm real big on that.
Yeah.
And so as that starts to circulate around you, people can start feeling that.
Right.
Oh, I can talk to him about that.
Right.
Oh, he
right.
understands
right.
this.
Right.
Oh, I want you to come to this event. Right. Oh, I know somebody I can introduce you to.
Right.
But we don't know that until we start talking.
Right.
You know,
right.
still yeah. we start communicating and calculating conversations mm-hmm. and things like that to let people know, like, we actually have similar goals.
Right.
Even though we may be from different parts of the country,
right.
different genders,
right.
you know, cultures,
right.
you know, financial brackets, all right. those good things.
Right, right, right.
You just, we always been there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're always out there. And you just, I think you see them more clear.
And that's what I'm leaning towards.
And so I got this concept where I always talk about the reason why we have to have faith in this good part of the world and, you know, this, our culture and our mindsets
yeah.
Is because you really can't identify what you already think don't exist. You know what I mean? And so until you know what you're looking for, mm-hmm. you won't ever even see it.
Right.
And we probably cross paths with people all every time. Day, and we use differences to not have a conversation.
mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to right. similarities mm-hmm. to start building these bridges, and now we in the room together.
Yeah. Right.
And we building something bigger right. than us right. individually.
Right.
You know?
And that's one thing I think people figure out at woke is like, we're pretty much the same. We're so much alike. The only thing yeah. that separates us is color and yeah. where you're from.
Yeah.
And like you said, David, like we pass people every day on the street, at work, on the bus, on right. the max. And, you know, you have that preconceived notion about them, not knowing who they are
right.
until you guys have a conversation and you realize you have more in common with this person than someone you've probably been knowing, you know,
right.
your whole life. So that's
right.
definitely
yeah,
true.
And if we didn't have the same energy right, right now and we mm-hmm. weren't building and having this conversation, I would have never known you was from Inglewood
because
I was born in Inglewood.
I didn't even know.
You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah,
and so
I got you.
There's a similarity here,
right.
but we, you know, we attracted off something else and then we found more stuff.
Right.
Because we were open to that.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I think that's wonderful.
Exactly.
And I wonder, too, how many people are out there, right, that everything we just laid out, all these similarities, But those differences is what they latch. I feel like how many people have, hold on to that little, that one or two things that makes it different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And hold on to that, like for dear life, because it's almost feeling like they're losing something that they identify with, that that is a part of how they identify themselves.
How they separate themselves. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting thinking about that because of the amount of conversations. I think I go back to when I made that trip down to visit my little brother in Vegas and was walking through the mall, and it was a dude with the Make America Great Again hat on. And him and his wife walking. And I stopped like, you know, you take a picture with me, bro? And he stopped like, yeah. And his wife though was steaming on the side. Yeah. We shook hands, we posed, took a photo. His wife is steaming though. Like, this, you're an idiot. They're just gonna, and it was like, no, he stopped as a man and shook my hand. And so there, that I don't care about any of the politics in it. I really just wanted to see if you would stop and engage. And he did that. Shook my hand as a man, looked me in my eyes, and gave a full on smile in this. And even when his wife was doing, you know, you kind of tell, he was like, eh. You know, but that was a moment of just like we connected, and I know I'm just saying men, but that was my stance of, are you going to just respect me on the fact that I said something to you, spoke to you, man, respectfully, and he did that. Now we probably could have had a whole sidebar conversation, had a side, and got onto something, right? But his wife was so stuck on
the difference,
difference, And I just, and seeing like if that would have been a, you know, a reverse, right? Where it was her in that situation, guarantee that would have went a different way.
Right.
Just based off of her secondary, you know, being second string reaction to that.
Right.
So it's just interesting with that. And I run into that quite often because I think there is the comfort that we all find in things that we know are familiar.
Right.
Right. That's where the comfort's at.
Right.
And then having to take those steps out. Sometimes I do believe it can shake you up. You know what I mean? No matter who you are, no matter what type of person you are, those kind of things can shake you up. I think some people are just born all-inclusive.
Like,
there's some people, their transparency is, like, you can't even teach that. That's not a learned behavior. That's just them.
That's boring.
And then, like, what you did is the whole purpose of the woke events, bringing people together that have different political views, that think completely different from you, in letting those items like go to the side while you have that conversation, agreeing to disagree. Yes, that's fine, but also agreeing to disagree to understand as well, and then moving on. You know, we're not going to agree on everything, and I know people leave woke. They may leave woke not agreeing, but at least they have like a different perspective or a new idea, something that they didn't know before.
Right.
Wiser, you know, more wisdom, you know, that's discomfort, you know. I mean, we train so naturally to just be skeptical of anything uncomfortable, you know, and it's just kind of breaking down like the social fabric, you know, of the world, you know, and keeping people separate from people they actually could connect with, you know.
And like I say repeatedly, you have to go to sleep at night, and that's typically when you recycle back through the day's events, the conversations that were had. And that's something I always leave. You can say something, and in that moment, you may be anti. I know I've been this way many a times when somebody's telling me something about myself that they see, right? And me taking that information, and it conflicting with my idea of whatever that thing is. And then having to sit down in a calmer state solo, most likely laying down, and start replaying that, and being like, you know, there's actually some validity to that because that's their experience in this,
right?
And I think that's where it's just giving that awareness. Don't get me wrong, there's definitely some people that are working hard to not,
of course, to understand
that, right? And I think, you know, you say it often as far as the people who are committed to. What
does he say? You got those that are committed to misunderstandings.
Exactly. Right. There we go.
Yeah.
And have no interest in doing anything besides that.
Right.
Exactly.
We still want individuals that think that way, you know, to come to the event.
Yes.
We're not looking for people that all think the same, you know, because we talk to those people every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, what good does that do if we just continually talk to each other?
Right. They need it most, actually, the other ones, you know. Right.
And we do, too. Though.
Right.
That's, I think, a piece in there, too, is us needing that opposing view that's actually rooted in something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That can actually back what they're saying in their stance with some kind of substance, mm-hmm. because that's also for us to have a moment to learn.
Right, exactly.
Okay. If you break it down all the way, you know, you can get to the nitty gritty.
Right.
You know, to the
meat.
To the meat, you know, you can always find out, you know, but that, you know, again, the conversation's gotta be tough, you know, and a lot of, like, you know, his wife, she wasn't trying to have no tough conversation.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the conversation's gonna be tough, I can see that, and I don't even wanna risk it.
Right, and I ain't make fun of, I ain't do none of the things that you just, your preconceived notion.
And you guys decided to, you know, surpass separation on political differences and just build off the fact that you're two humans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two humans, two alive humans crossing paths with different experiences and ideas and formulas.
My only request is be funny, or at least be open to jokes. Mm-hmm. You can laugh, then I can rock with you.
Right.
That's about it.
Babe, that'll get you real comfortable.
Yeah.
Let me unbutton my shirt.
So, whoa. So why is it important for you, Faith, to connect and build within the communities mm-hmm. you live in?
Right.
I just think it's an accountability factor. You know, you raise the awareness within your community. You let people know, like, where you're coming from. And the whole purpose of the event, talking to people, having a better understanding, and then leaving that event. I feel like the real work starts when you leave that event and you take what you've learned, you take what you've experienced back to your community, and you spread that knowledge to people that may not know. Mm-hmm. So that's the part of building community, creating an atmosphere that's educational, creating an atmosphere that's brave and that's comfortable for people to be able to speak their truth and speak their mind without fear of retaliation, mm-hmm. without fear of someone, you know, jumping down their neck for saying something. That's their experience.
Right.
You know, you have your experience. Let them tell you what their experience is, right. because someone will get upset by something that you say.
Right.
You know, so it's like you can't just think that, you know, your view is the only view that's right. No, your view is your view.
Mm-hmm.
Their view is their view.
And your view is jaded.
Right.
I don't know, it's the idea, I think, that going on the grand scale mm-hmm. of, to a certain effect, we're all living in our own movie, right?
Definitely.
We're the star in our own movies, and we've all got a reality, mm-hmm. right? And I think we get so caught up on arguing other people's reality
right.
that it hinders a lot of conversation mm-hmm. that could be had.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, though. That's our initial response, because it's challenging what mm-hmm. you've rooted yourself in, your ego. Right. Everything is rooted in your experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even two people being in the same, it's still two different experiences.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I don't have to agree. And I think that's the biggest thing, is like, I don't have to necessarily agree, but still finding that space to let you know that even with me not agreeing with mm-hmm. necessarily that, we can still deal.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I guess there are a couple deal breakers, mm-hmm. but
for the most part, you can general. Still, right,
right, right, right.
And the deal breakers typically would just depend on, you know, the energy and the respect,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? As long as the respect is there, you know, mutually,
right,
should be able to have a conversation about something different.
Right.
You know, like you said, it's just basically, you know, it's like a movie. You know, we the writers of our own movie, but mm-hmm. unfortunately, we not the only members of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time we have a conversation or we in public and we run across somebody, they're in our movie. You know, and in order for us to have the best
and
movie,
we're in theirs,
right?
And in order for us to have a blockbuster, you know, all of our actors, you know, and players have to all know what's going on and relate to each other in some form.
Right.
You know, and I think that it's an important concept, you know, and we just really can't preach it enough, and we're going to keep talking about it You know, until it gets to a point to where people starting to, you know, do some reaching out.
Mm-hmm. And I think too with that is that the best thing is being able to give these explanations as far as our individual experiences.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's more to let the person who we're given sharing this with right. to know how to deal with us.
Right.
Right.
That's and I think that's a piece too. That's like, you know, I don't necessarily have to, but I know that okay, this is a thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I might have to walk a little bit different when right. I'm getting mm-hmm. in that area mm-hmm. as far as dealing with you,
mm-hmm.
or just avoid it. Completely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but I still think that you should be able to deal, because if you're dealing with somebody who is, let's say it's a actual relationship that you have to have ongoing and
right.
not just a passerby or conversation,
right.
but somebody that you're dealing with, and you kind of got to know how to navigate them. And I feel mm-hmm. like when they're sharing their experience, mm-hmm. they're giving you the tools mm-hmm. to know how to deal with them.
Right. Right.
And if you're genuinely curious, this is the mm-hmm. other thing, is baiting people in to ask them questions or yeah. try to get something just so you can attack, because you know it's something different.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're genuinely curious, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Have these conversations yes. to try to learn something and try to figure it out. If this is something that, you know, or somebody that you're dealing with or want to be dealing with, you have to take their experience
right.
and use that again as the setup for the tools you're going to use in dealing with them.
Right.
And to take or minimize their experience. I think that's where all of us, where we yep. we find our conflict, because
mm-hmm.
how are you gonna, this is my life experience,
exactly.
this is what I've done, so you telling me that that's not this or that, no, these are my emotions,
mm-hmm.
these are mm-hmm. these
right.
are this is my life. So I just think it's definitely having to take that step back and see, make sure that when you're asking questions of people and trying to learn something, that it's actually coming from a place of curiosity
right.
and not to try to flip
like you
that.
Take self out of it.
Right.
Self
right.
and selfishness out of it.
That's right.
And you're really trying to get to know that person and really trying to understand their viewpoint and what makes them think like that.
Yes.
Because like I said, it's for the most part learned behavior.
Yes.
Or just or is taught to them.
Right.
So.
And also just to add to that, you know, one important formula I like to use is not being concerned about what's right and wrong. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of times I think that when you engage in a conversation looking to be right about something
mm-hmm.
or to for them to be wrong about something,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of starting off on the left foot. I mean, the thing is, we just want to understand and have information.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who's right or wrong,
right.
because what's actually right is a collaboration between our mutual needs.
Right.
Because what was right before separately, and for me and you, is mm-hmm. not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now we have to, like, just like a relationship,
right.
you got your experiences, I got mine,
mm-hmm.
we bring them together.
Right.
I need to know where you're coming from, you need to know where I'm coming from.
That's exactly it.
And we have to build together what's right,
right.
for us
mm-hmm.
as a team. There's
because
mm-hmm. if you lose and I win, we lost.
Mm-hmm.
If I win, you know, if you win, I lose, we lost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to win and I got to
right.
win.
Right.
That don't mean it's got to be perfect, but we both have to understand and we got to be mutually reasonably and positively
mm-hmm.
affected
mm-hmm.
by the outcome, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I definitely. Think that goes into, ties into the idea that we've talked about before of like understanding the language, because
mm-hmm.
I think that
right.
we use the term language where a lot of these different social groups or whatever it may be, there's a language, right? When in Inglewood, it's a way that we talk, but
right.
that might not translate the same
here.
Way. Right. So it's understanding the language and mm-hmm. kind of getting in there. What's interesting about like English
mm-hmm.
as a language, as a the macro
mm-hmm.
is a lot of things are set up for blaming.
Right.
And in other languages, instead of being like, oh, she broke the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Other languages, the way that it's translated is the pot broke.
Mm-hmm.
There's no blame.
Right.
It's just that's an act
mm-hmm.
that happened. And I think that's something that you gotta be aware of
right.
when having these talks, because
right.
it's easy to kind of put it off on this person,
yeah.
that
right.
person,
yeah.
and kind of, even if it's not directly putting the blame, like you did, it's that backdoor
mm-hmm.
approach of sliding it in. And I think being aware of that, understanding the language and what you're communicating to the people that you're dealing with,
right.
that's important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very
exactly.
important. Also, just to add to that again, I think that it makes it, I think the way that we're taught in society, any conversation that's real and where you have to be honest about how you feel
mm-hmm.
is kind of, it's almost taught to be looked at as argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we're not taught to really communicate, you know, and
right.
so people who aren't good at communication, any conversation is an argument to them, especially when it's a tough one, because they, you know, because we in real conversations, mm-hmm. you should be reflecting on yourself in one way or another.
Right.
And anytime we have to reflect on ourselves, I'm not trying to argue with you. Wait a minute. You know what I mean? And so that's also something, you know, like I feel like a historical mental trend or something that we have to kind of get over mm-hmm. in order to engage, mm-hmm. you know, in healthy dialogue, right. especially if it's going to be productive.
Right. And I think that's what I like the most about the woke events. So we set up community agreements there's maybe what, like 8 or 10 agreements that we set aside for everyone to follow, like, you know, not talking over people, respecting other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. If you need to, if something triggers you, take care of yourself first, exclude yourself from the room. Mm-hmm. But I think we do a good job of setting the tone to where we're not arguing.
Right.
I don't think I heard an argument during the first event.
Nah.
We're setting that tone, like I said, to make people feel comfortable, and we're letting them know, hey, you can disclose your honest truth here without that fear.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, that's important to me. People just coming together, feeling like they're being heard,
right.
and not being bashed by what they believe or how they think.
And I think that is a piece of the idea of setting the tone.
Because
mm-hmm. you can just jump into something, mm-hmm.
right?
Like, hey, we're about to have this crazy conversation, mm-hmm. and just jump, as opposed to setting that up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I that's something.
Most definitely got to set that up.
Things got to be set. You can't just blindside somebody with a conversation that they're not ready for.
Right.
There's no preparation,
right?
At least give that option. Like anything else, give the option. So you build this up mm-hmm. in a way that kind of leads it to there.
Right.
That can seem a little conniving, but at the same time, it's necessary to kind of walk into this mm-hmm. the right way.
Right. So with the woke events, the setup to this is very unique, and mm-hmm. I've never seen this before. So we bring people together in one big room, and we go through all of the community agreements, and we have a networking piece where, you know, people get to talk to each other, but then we break everyone up into groups of maybe 6 to 7 of individuals people that, you know, they may not know the next person. Mm-hmm. And we give them time to discuss these topics openly. So it's interactive dialogue. You know, we have people that we understand may come and may not want to speak, may not feel comfortable enough to speak. So we don't pressure you into speaking. But if you have something to say, we definitely want you to be heard. So we prepare that table for them. So the March 16th event, we're going to be speaking about colorism. What is colorism, and how has colorism impacted your community? So we have a speaker that's going to open the event, that's going to give a scientific approach mm-hmm. and research aspect to colorism, and talk about pigmentation and what you see within the first 2 to 3 seconds of meeting someone initially. Because, I mean, we all have, we all judge people within the first couple of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what? Based on past experience mm-hmm. of someone that may look like them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole purpose of us coming together and eliminating, you know, those misconceptions. So yeah, the woke event is interactive dialogue. It's cultural networking where you're not coming, you know, you're not giving out your business card. You might if your number's on there, mm-hmm. but you're talking to someone about their culture. You know,
right.
you're getting to know them. You know, you're forming relationships. You're forming bonds. That's the whole point of the event. So if you're coming to the event in March, be prepared to talk.
Right.
If you don't want to talk, be prepared to come and listen. Mm-hmm. Be prepared to come learn, and be prepared to take that back to your community.
Right. Be prepared for some waffles, right? Or no?
Oh, so the waffles, we won't have waffles at every event, but the waffles piece just signifies breaking bread.
Right, I got you.
That's the only, you know, I wish we did, but yeah, we won't have waffles at every event.
And so right quick to, because I know there's people that have been listening and wondering where to be able to register mm-hmm. and so on. Can you give some of that detail?
Yeah, so if you search at Woke PDX on Instagram, on Facebook, Eventbrite, the tickets are free. The suggested donation is $5, and a percentage of the donations are given back to an underserved or underrepresented community. But yeah, like I said, Instagram at Woke PDX, Facebook at Woke PDX, Eventbrite Woke PDX as well.
Man, that's wonderful. So. Glad to see a good program like that, you know, mm-hmm. and getting some attention and people coming and utilizing, you know, the efforts right. And the, you know, experiences of other people, right. man. We just need more of this. Exactly. I mean, we just need, it's just not enough of this going on. And so.
And that's one thing that I thought about before starting Woke and Waffles is that I didn't see anything like this. And these are conversations that I want to have as well. So, of course, I just learned over the years that if you don't see something that you want, then it's up to you to create it. And yeah, so that's what we're doing right now. So, yeah, I'm actually just humbled by the reception that it's getting from so many people and how so many people are on board. You'd be surprised at how many people actually want to have these conversations.
Oh yeah we got surprised when we got the show when we got the show started, you know. It's just great. I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier. Like, we really don't know who's really ready to have these conversations right. until we start circulating this energy.
Right.
And somebody got to get it started. You know, and so, you know, we don't mind jumping in the forefront and, mm-hmm. you know, initiating some dialogue about right. some real stuff that's going to change lives, right. you know. Right. That's what we're here for.
Definitely.
You know, so we're definitely glad you came.
Of course.
We only got 10 minutes left, so if anybody want to call in and ask Faith the question, 503-231-8187. Again, we at Calculated Conversation Radio Show on Facebook, Calculated Talk on Twitter, Calculated Conversation on IG, and CalculatedConversation@gmail is our email.
Gmail it.
And www.calculatedconversation.com.
So what do you see as far as being that it's still, or not even still, but as it's mm-hmm. building the momentum, what yeah. do you see as the 5-year out?
I would love to see Woken Waffles in other cities. Mm-hmm. I would love to have ambassadors of Woken mm-hmm. Waffles in other cities, like all of the major cities. Yeah, 5-year plan. That's I don't even want to say that's in 5 years. Like, I want to see that
next year,
this year, 2019.
Right.
So on a small scale, that's what I'd like to see okay. this year. And I know we've talked about doing different cities this year, but I know with our 3-part series that we're doing in Portland, which is our home base, I know that's where we're doing the work for first, but definitely getting to other cities right. this year.
Cool. And so your name is Faith, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, can you explain to our listeners mm-hmm. just the feeling, the energy, the connection, just the focus that you receive just mm-hmm. from doing things that you love, like mm-hmm. being called to do something like this.
Yeah.
And the way it changes your life and it changes the way you see the world. And I'm sure a lot of your relationships are a lot clearer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know what I mean? And it, I think it's also improves just mental health and awareness mm-hmm. as well. So how does that feel being, so we want to encourage people that's doing things that they right. love and that they call to do.
Just goosebumps, really. And it's just not necessarily like an out of body experience, but, and like I said, like I don't, a lot of things that people say to me about how warm my spirit is and about how welcoming it is. Like, I wish more people could be like that. So if I can do my part, just spreading like how I feel to people, then that works.
Amazing. So I think we got a phone call. Is Ted on the line?
Yeah.
Ted, what's happening?
Hey, I want to say I'm super glad you're having this conversation, and I feel very lucky to be able to hear it on KBOO. And, you know, especially because today I had a experience on public transportation that I don't feel that great about how I dealt with it, and I had been thinking about it all evening, and I'm looking at your viewpoint and going, yes, that is a much better way to work, and I am so thankful you guys are there spreading it around.
That's dope. Well, we definitely appreciate you taking that time to call in and give us that piece. We definitely want to make sure that we continue to throw this type of energy out there. I think we all yeah. needed that sometimes. I've been in here many a days, and having the conversation that we have has helped kind of even change my perspective on something that I might have dealt with earlier in the day.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth there.
Yes.
You guys are doing a great thing.
Thank you very much.
Keep listening, Ted. We appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you and everybody doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, yes. So Ted called in, showed us some love. We definitely appreciate all the callers, and we hope we're reaching out and touching some earlobes.
The earlobes. One last thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, you've been on a fairly consistent path. I didn't know. I just got blessed with the background and the education and
I still want to pursue sports psychology.
Yeah.
Graduate school. It obviously it's on hold right now because woke is. I have so many passions, and woke is one of them. But so is sports medicine. But yeah, definitely education.
See, and I was out here knocking on these young fools. My hands, this little,
I heard that
little
story.
Shoulder pains. Go ahead, let me know what I got to do to get it back right. Shoot the J. going down this path and seeing how kind of life, and we talked about having these plans, mm-hmm. and it taking you left, taking you right, mm-hmm. and you not having any idea. Mm-hmm. What the end result may be. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have moments of frustration with the things that you got going?
Mm-hmm.
Do those pop in?
Oh, of course. Like when I didn't get into graduate school right mm-hmm. away, because I came up here specifically to pursue health sciences, to yes. pursue sports medicine. So when I didn't get into school right away, because that was my plan uh-huh. and it didn't work out, moment of frustration.
Okay.
Instantly.
Okay.
But everything happens for a reason. I can always go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, I can always pursue that. But clearly there was a greater purpose, which is woke.
And you walk
so out. I can't be mad at that. Mm-hmm. I was frustrated then, but I can't be mad at that.
No, it's just I just know it feels good to, you know, Ken has done this before. I have a few times, mm-hmm. Just to have an idea and try to map it out and then just to see it come to reality. It's mm-hmm. got to be one of the most amazing films in the world, you know, yeah. and to see everybody there and showing right. up. Like, you showing up because I came up with something?
That's what I mean.
You know, and that's how you know it's bigger than
right.
us.
Right. And everybody knows I'm such an emotional person. I didn't cry that night.
Oh,
but when I saw people walking in on time,
what
at 6:01 we had people walking in there, and I was like, wow, like this small right. idea turned into this huge thing. And I, you know, we have this great team of people mm-hmm. that's behind this, that's supporting this, that want to be here
right.
So I might cry in March, but
all right well well, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, that is the power of the mind. You see it in your mind first. I mean, you can definitely manifest thing. It really makes us believe that we can do whatever we want, you know.
Yes.
So with that being said, any shots out?
Tell them where to find you.
Yes. Instagram, Faith_Joanna. But definitely hit up at Woke PDX. Grab some tickets. We'll see you mm-hmm. March 16th at Cloud Ability in the Pearl District at 6 p.m. You must register. It's a free event, but you must register. Eventbrite at Woke PDX.
I'm on it. I'll be there. All right. Thanks for listening. We out. Calculated conversation. Certain things we just have to talk about.
Calculated everything.
Right.
Capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. For the pop chart. So we-
My boy will show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
FM, this is KBOO Portland.
Going up.